And you can go to our website, npr.org, to hear the president's speech live. After the speech, we'll have a follow-up interview on our website with Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes. Send in your questions for him on Twitter.
We are also following political uncertainty in Russia. That country has a presidential election next March, and Russians still do not know if their incumbent will run. Here's NPR's David Green.
It sure seemed like a big political announcement was coming. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev yesterday brought 800 journalists together for a news conference. The venue was a business school outside Moscow that he likes to show off as a symbol of Russia's modernization. I have to ask the question I'm sure is on everyone's minds, the reporter said. Will you put an end to the guessing game over the election? Medvedev laughed. He seemed ready. Then he announced nothing.
We are involved in politics not because we want to get warm and cozy, but so we can get results. Decisions like the one you are talking about have to be made at the right moment, when all the right conditions are in place.
The news will come soon, Medvedev said, just not now. The political drama was over. Still, Medvedev went on for another 2 hours, giving political analysts a lot to chew on, but no answer. Medvedev's challenge is that his mentor, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, seems eager to return as Russia's president after a 4-year hiatus. Some analysts saw yesterday as Medvedev signaling that he's not just going to step aside and let Putin take his job. The fact that he held a big press conference was significant.
This is the first time, actually. This is a unique occasion.
That's Masha Lippman from the Moscow Carnegie Center. On one hand, she said Medvedev gently distanced himself from Putin, suggesting, for one thing, that Russia can modernize faster than Putin believes. Then again, Lippman said the fact that a 45-year-old incumbent president can't announce his reelection bid by now may be a sign that he's not in charge.
His popularity is over 60%. His name is not associated with any major scandals or big failures.
But he's living in Putin's shadow. And for now, the great guessing game goes on.
You have all four theories. Putin will run and Medvedev will not. Medvedev will run, Putin will not. Both of them will run and compete with each other in a kind of controlled competition with an outcome known to both men and even somebody else, a dark horse.
Is that possible in Russia?
I don't think so.
The idea of some third candidate emerging seems far-fetched because of Putin's hard grip on power. As prime minister, he's head of Russia's ruling party. Putin dictates to regional leaders, he stifles dissent, and he owns the airwaves. While Medvedev is Russia's public face around the world, Putin is often busy burnishing his image at home. State-controlled TV often shows Putin as the tough, cool leader, driving a submarine, extinguishing fires, roaming Siberia to protect tigers. Here he was chilling with young musicians. When Putin left in 2008 after 2 terms as president, he handpicked Medvedev. Political commentator Yulia Latinina said he wanted someone who would get out of his way if he wanted to return to the Kremlin.
Putin selected the right guy.
Latinina, like many analysts, believes that whatever takes place in March, the only truly important vote belongs to the prime minister.
There's no election that is going to happen next year. We don't know who will be the president, but we'll know who will be the only voter. And the only voter is Mr. Putin. One voter is not an election.
If Putin were to win the election in March, that could pave the way for him to serve 20 years as president when all's said and done. And maybe it's worth noting, at that press conference, Medvedev said, quote, "You can't have one and the same person in power for 20 years." Whether that was a message is anybody's guess. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.